The Western Wheel is speaking to municipal election candidates about their platforms. There are 9 candidates running for 6 councillor positions in Turner Valley. We will feature 3 candidates each week over the next 3 weeks. Alberta's municipal election is October 18. Richard Brotherston. This is Richard Brotherston's second run for council after coming in third in the 2019 council by-election. Since then, he had a short run as president of the Diamond Valley Chamber of Commerce, where he continues to be active as a member and said he's learned a lot more about the workings of council. Last time was a learning experience for me and I didn't really have a good handle on really what council was all about, he said. Since then, I've got some education on it for sure. Brotherston moved to Turner Valley 3 years ago after retiring from a job in the oil and gas industry. He is now an owner-investor in Hard Knocks Brewery in Black Diamond. He said his priorities for the town are addressing growth and facilitating amalgamation. I think the town needs to have more business, amenities, things like that that will fit the growing population, he said. Communication is going to be important over the next year as Turner Valley works toward amalgamation with Black Diamond, Brotherston said, adding his background in project management and hotel management have given him collaboration skills. I think it's imperative that the council are making clear decisions and also making sure the public and businesses are aware of the process as well as gaining and garnering input as they go along, he said. Brotherston can be reached at the email rb4council@gmail.com or by phone at 403-966-0442 and can be found on Facebook. Curtis Dixon. Curtis Dixon is taking a second run at a council seat after falling short by 48 votes in the 2017 municipal election. Dixon owns and operates the Country Store Diner in Turner Valley and runs the canteen at the Oilfields Arena. He said his background in administration and the technology industry as well as experience in amalgamation will be an asset to council. I've had experience with amalgamations working with school divisions in Manitoba twice, Dixon said. He said ensuring staffing and technology are not overlooked during the amalgamation process is important to him. Turner Valley's having fiber optic internet connection should be marketed as a draw for new residents and businesses, he said. Turner Valley and this area, because of the infrastructure we have in place with the fiber optics, we have a great opportunity to attract more tech-based industries, he said. There is a drive right now for people to be working remotely and online businesses are picking up steam. There is a big boom on IT in the province of Alberta itself and I certainly want to bring forth my experience to potentially take advantage of that boom as it rolls out. Providing curbside recycling for Turner Valley residents and continuing to work on parks and pathways are also important issues on council today. Dixon is also involved in the community through the Pie and Pints Slopich League he started 5 years ago and through fundraising efforts for a school playground and skate park. To reach Dixon, you can find him on Facebook or email him at curtis_a_dixon@live.com or call him at 587-585-1317. Jonathan Gordon. Incumbent Jonathan Gordon is seeking a second term on council and said the last 4 years have been smooth and he wants to continue to build on the work that has been done. Gordon said the current council has been respectful and transparent. Even when we disagreed, we maintained a high level of respect, Gordon said. We didn't try to seek consensus outside of the chambers. When decisions needed to be made, we made them in a public forum, which back in 2017 was a key element of the campaign. If re-elected, Gordon said his priorities are proceeding with amalgamation, financial responsibility and business growth. This council has laid the groundwork for strong fiscal policies, he said, and he wants to see that continue. The evidence of that is we found the efficiencies, so we haven't had to increase taxes, Gordon said. The potential of bringing together Black Diamond and Turner Valley through amalgamation comes with opportunities, he said. I'm convinced that an amalgamated community can provide infrastructure investment that's not being realized right now, Gordon said. It can provide future recreation opportunities that we're not realizing now and potentially we can start putting taxpayers' money back in their pockets. He said he would like to have discussions about a multi-purpose recreation center for the area. Alderside has the fieldhouse out there, something along those lines, he said. I'd like to see that everyone in the community can take part, not just the youth. It could have a walking track for seniors up and around it. The current recreational facilities, like the hockey rink and outdoor pool, are seasonal, he points out. Gordon can be reached at votagan4jonathangordon@gmail.com.